This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So we told you that today's Breakfast Masterclass is going to be dedicated to teachers and parents who really are struggling with problematic teenagers, you know, problematic young people, rebellious young people. And it manifests in the classroom when you find that the teacher does not have control over the class.
We see this on social media.
Yes, it manifests also in the home, Mr. Jones, when parents cannot have control over their children and there's no discipline in their home. And we just really see them running amok. We see teachers and parents who are just so exhausted. So many teachers across the country are struggling to manage discipline in their classrooms. Parents also struggling in their homes. So today's masterclass is about how to maintain discipline and order in your classroom or in your home. And we are also asking you, you know, how your adolescent stage shaped the way that you are handling teenagers today, whether you are more understanding, stricter or whatnot. So the expert that we have, I mean, she's a former teacher, former principal, former circuit manager, change agent, coach, currently project manager. We're talking to Mef Osama Mabolo, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Mmeleke.
Good morning, and how are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. You are so experienced in the classroom and out of the classroom handling learners. From your experience, what is the biggest mistake both teachers and parents are making when it comes to discipline today? And what should they be doing differently from the start?
Okay. Yes. Good morning once again, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, from my experience as a teacher, principal, and all these other levels, I would start off with keeping discipline in the classroom. Teachers, by virtue of them having been trained as teachers, already have a certificate. They already have a license to teach. And that puts them already in a position of authority and control, and therefore have a bit of an upper hand when it comes to controlling their classrooms. And the second thing is that teachers are in local parents. When they are in school, they stand in the place of parents. Therefore, they take over from what the parents have already or assumed to have already taught their children, and it continues in a more systematic, professional, and structured manner. So I would like to focus on keeping order and discipline in the classroom, things that some teachers do not do or they are not aware that they are not doing. And for example, I would like to first talk about how teachers present themselves to learners. Just how you present your presentability, your demeanor, and how you prepare your lesson. Learners can already see when a teacher has prepared their lesson or they have not prepared their lesson. Because remember, these children come from home not as blank sheets. They are not tabula rasas. A tabula rasa is a blank sheet with nothing. So children don't come from home as tabula rasas. Whether this child has been taught discipline at home or whether this child is a well-groomed child with strong values and discipline, they come from home with something. So when they come to school, how we receive them, how we present ourselves, how we dress, how we greet them, you know, how we talk to them, how we are self-disciplined as teachers, and also, you know, having that kind of a bit of emotional intelligence to know that this manner needs to be handled in that manner. This I can do, this I can say, this I can say to the learner. And also, as teachers not acknowledging, especially today in 2026, we need to be aware that we are teaching learners who are 21st century learners. These are children who are creative, they are innovative, they are communicators, they are collaborators, they are self-driven and also critical thinkers. But over and above all, these are digitally agile learners. They do not want passive learning. They want active learning so that they don't sleep in the classroom, they don't slouch, they sit well, they sit properly. And as teachers, if we are aware and acknowledge that we are teaching children who are different from us, I mean, when I went to school, authority lied with the teacher. You did what the teacher said you must do. So now we are teaching children who are exposed to the internet. They know life. They know things. They can argue with a teacher. And for a teacher to be still respected and keep discipline in the classroom, it's for a teacher to listen, to hear the children out, to know that even if I am a teacher, I don't know everything. A child can still argue with me and say, ma'am, no, I saw on internet this, like, in this manner. A teacher must not say, no, I'm a teacher. A teacher must still respect that. And also, if you don't know, don't argue with the child in front of the others, because you're not sure whether you're going to win this argument or not. And the risk you don't want to take as a teacher is for you to lose an argument in front of them.
Sure.
All you have to say is, I'm going to make it my research and I will come back to you. And for me, it's about also knowing your learners. And some of the mistakes that we make as teachers is we don't know our learners. We need to know the background of our learners. Some of these children come from, you know, very challenging backgrounds.
Yes.
And when they come to school, they come to a parent. That's why I said at the beginning, teachers are in local parenting. They stand in the gap. They stand in the place of parents. So we need to know their backgrounds. Sometimes also, for me as a teacher to know that today, so and so is not looking happy, and I need to ask, how are you? How can I help you? Yes.
Mephosa, I'm sorry to cut you there. This has been such a thorough explanation. Definitely we need a part two because we are out of time, and we'll make time to talk to you once again. We're going to leave it here. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the insight and great information you shared with us. That's Mephosa Mamabolo, a former teacher, former principal, and currently a project manager.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.